The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Oh, it's a sweet, sweet TD Tuesday here in the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in. We will crosstalk with Fan After Dark, Fred Davis, and Blake Elliott coming up here in about 15 minutes. But right now, it's time for this.
Boom shakalak, boom shakalak, boom shakalak, TD Tuesday shakalak.
Oh, it is glorious, and let the motorboating begin. Woo! At Soldier Field, the final time for Shane Waldron as the play caller for the Bears. They only put up three.
What?
No TDs for you,
no.
Bears fans, but Drake May going mano a mano versus another rookie quarterback in Caleb Williams. It was Mr. May finding pay dirt.
Stevens in the single back, though. Hunter motions right. May with the play pick in the pocket.
Oh,
wide
nice.
Open receiver. Left hook. And it's an
beautiful.
Easy flip and catch for a touchdown. Patriots.
Oh, you have an adversity that hits you the first two quarters. And Drake May settles down on his drive.
Yes, he does.
Oh, he settled
on the
down, baby.
Patriots Radio Network. My guy is running around, kind of running for his life at times,
but
he makes some big dog throws. Drake May with his baby face, but he's got a big boy body and a big boy arm.
Sure does. That was rookie to rookie Jalen Polk. Shout out to Lufkin. Stand up, baby. Tech, former Texas Tech Red Raider and then a Washington Husky. Let's go to Buffalo. Well, no one circles the wagons like the
Buffalo Bills.
And Josh Allen's running for TDs.
Allen in the shotgun. Here's the snap. And off, no, it's a keeper for Allen through the left side, 10, 5, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. The beast has been released. A 13-yard touchdown run by Allen.
Release the beast.
The beast has been released. I actually like that quite a bit. And, I mean, Josh Allen, Drake May, similar statures, running around a little bit. But the Colts find themselves in a nightmare situation right now. Bills getting it done. I think they start the game off with a pick six on Mr. Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
That's how the day went there for the Colts.
Yeah, the Flacco thing's not going great. Couldn't channel the Cleveland Browns success and carry it over to Indy.
So many disaster franchises in this league, from the Bears to the Colts. Don't even get me started with the Giants and the Panthers. But it's all right because there are some still cream-of-the-crop teams. The Kansas City Chiefs continue flirting with death, and they did it once again at home to Bo Nix and the Broncos. But you knew Travis Kelce was going to get it done.
2x2 with eligible receivers. Piran shades to the right, far side of the field of Mahomes. Barks had a call. Now they motion to set up three eligible to the right. They throw right time. Touchdown! Kansas City! Travis Kelce just pivots inside, and the Chiefs on 4th-and-2. Gamble! And roll a 7, or is it 87?
Oh, I like that.
Beautiful, beautiful job.
Thank you, Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network. Mitch Holthus?
Holthus?
Man,
he's
trying to get more and more creative with some of these things.
He's good. Mitch is good, and he's one of our favorites here on TD Tuesday. All right, let's go to Georgia Tech, the college TDs over the weekend. My gosh, there were so many of them.
It was
just overwhelming, really. And Haynes King, Longview Lobo, please stand up as they got a big-time upset over the Canes.
The snap by King, the swivel. He pulls it. He runs right. He's got a lane toward the pylon, and in! Touchdown, Jackets! Rumbles in for 6.
Touchdown, Jackets.
Yeah, dude. Is that the first ever Georgia Tech Radio Network TD Tuesday appearance?
I think it just made history.
I don't think we've dabbled.
Since we've all worked together, I think that is. Yeah, unless we did the one where they won the game last year.
I don't think versus it was a TD. Hurricanes. It was a TD walk-off.
They probably won that game on field goals.
No, it was a touchdown pass.
Yeah.
Touchdown pass, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's historical.
Maybe we did.
And I got to say, I mean, Georgia Tech, never seen a TD like that before.
You're at Georgia Tech. You can do that.
Haynes King. Love to see Haynes King pick himself up off the Aggie mat, dust himself off, and now as a Yellow Jacket, he is playing spoiler. That's pretty awesome. Speaking of awesome, here's Quinn Ewers finding Mr. Wisner.
First down, play action, and it sent a screen back to the left side. Here's Weiser, 45, 40, breaks free, down to the 30, to the 20. Say goodnight to this one. T. Weiser in for the touchdown.
What an ass-kicking it was as they were just eating Gator there in Austin. Craig Way with the call there. Gosh, Texas, dude. Longhorn Radio Network.
It was good to see Quinn Ewers look more like himself a little bit.
He was a species man out there.
He's healing up, and the Florida Gators, after giving the seal of approval for their head coach Billy Napier to last another. They had a great graphic in the middle of the game when they're down like 40-0 or whatever, and they put up the graphic of the athletic director for Florida and his statement of retaining Billy Napier as the
great troll job.
It's like there's the graphic of we're keeping Billy Napier, and then here's the scoreboard. We're down 40.
Unreal.
And that's what you're signing up for next year.
I kind of hope that stays the course with LSU traveling to the swamp this weekend.
I think you'll be in good hands.
I don't know about that.
Bounce back victory. Yeah. Nuss is going to tear
I watched
him
a little
up.
Of Georgia, Florida from the cocktail party because I was watching the Georgia safety. And, man, I mean, Florida played him pretty well until Florida their quarterback, well. You know. It's I guess Kurt Warner's son's the quarterback at – or Warner's a quarterback at
– I think he transferred over there.
To Florida, yeah.
And, I mean, maybe Lagway's back. Maybe DJ Lagway, the freshman's back. He did not play against Texas.
Yeah, I hope not.
All right, let's go to the 49ers Radio Network. We have not heard from them in a little while, but they were back with a San Francisco TD party. It was close against Baker and the Bucs, but Purdy found his guy Kittle.
Second down, 10, 11-yard line. Purdy, quick snap, looks right. Purdy, time. Purdy pushed out to his right now. Can I still keep the ball and roll to his left? Vita Vea chasing him. Gets his shoulders around. Throws to the back of the end zone. Caught by George Kittle. Touchdown! San Francisco!
Toe tapper specialist in the corner of the end zone, George Kittle. That is unbelievable.
I'd like to be a toe-tapping specialist.
The toe-tapper specialist right there. That was a heck of a grab.
You should try it out in the bathroom stall.
Tap, tap, tap.
You know, I was looking at some of the issues that the Niners have been having, and everybody's waiting for Christian McCaffrey to come back and solve their problems. But they had, from a per-rush standpoint, expected points added, it was almost their worst number of the season. With Christian McCaffrey back, the red zone was still a problem for him. So it's certainly good to have McCaffrey back, and he had some nice plays. But the issues are still remaining to this point. It's not like insert McCaffrey and now we're a good red zone offense. They still struggled mightily in the red zone. So going to be interesting to see how that shakes out with the Cardinals now, with what Kyler Murray's doing. Cardinals and Niners and a dogfight for the division. Oof. That's going to be fun. That's going to be a lot of fun. Now, before that took place there on Sunday, you had Baker Mayfield. When he wasn't trying to shuck off Nick Bosa, he was finding Rashad White for pay dirt.
Here's the snap, looking right to us. Oh, caught ball to Rashad White. Inside the 5. 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Fire the cannons. The Bucs are a point away from tying.
Every time.
Can't wait till we get the interview. We can interview.
3, 2, 1. Fire the cannons. Fire the cannons now. Fire, fire, fire.
We got Gene coming up.
Love you, Gene. Bucs Radio Network.
He wants the cannons to fire before the guy crosses the goal line. Sure. He doesn't even spit out
the
touchdown. Just fire him, and then I can give my call. I can't give my call until the cannons are fired. Are they fired yet? Okay, it's a Buccaneers touchdown.
He's at the 3. Fire the damn cannons. 2-1 touchdown. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah, we just need to get that game flexed out of Sunday Night Football. Nobody wants to watch that.
Do you think when we get Cincinnati, we're going to ask a bunch of Dave Lapham questions?
I hope you ask about Dave. Like, Dave's one of my favorites.
Like, hey, when you're calling the broadcast of a touchdown, is it bother you that Dave is just constantly yelling, go, go, go,
please
go,
do.
Go,
yeah,
go,
yeah, yeah,
go,
woo,
yeah, woo, yeah, yeah, please ask that.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Pittsburgh, the Steelers Radio Network. Russell Wilson finding his new best friend who just joined the team, never ran this route before, but Mike Williams finding pay dirt.
Wilson settles back, raises the foot, gets the snap, back to pass, looking, going to float it up left for Williams, and Williams makes the grab in the end zone. What a throw! What a catch! Mike Williams in his first game in a Steelers uniform has hauled in.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A 32-yard touchdown strike from Russell Wilson.
He got it!
Dude, I'll tell you what, the Russell Wilson moonshot down the sideline ball.
It's back.
It is back with a vengeance, dude. I mean,
bringing rain.
George Pickens was built for that. And Mike Williams perhaps built for it as well. That was a spectacular game. And we were monitoring it during the pregame show in the Miller Lite West Plaza. It is cool that in the Miller Lite West Plaza, they have the two big screens where Red Zone's on.
It's a good deal.
So, like, during commercial breaks, I'm, like, getting off the platform and walking over to watch what's going on, back and forth game. That was a big one. That was a fun one.
After you're kissing all the fans on the way down the platform.
Yeah, you got to give all the dap ups and kiss the fans. Yell. Apologize for Bratis for not wanting to make any eye contact.
I was much better last week.
It was some improvements.
Chocolate shakes.
Gave away chocolate shakes.
I was hospitality man.
Well. Look at you, Brian.
Trying to be better.
Yeah, seriously. Cowboy home games swing through the Miller Lite West Plaza. You never know. You never know.
Yeah, he's a new Richard Dawson.
Yeah. Eric will come down off the platform and give you a kiss.
It's your first game.
Hey, you want a Philly cheesesteak? Oh, here. I love you. Yeah.
Take my credit card.
Bring it in, guys.
I treat the Tolos and Cowboys fans in the Miller Lite West Plaza the same way Broadus treats Merrill Reese during our behind
the lines. Just making out with these folks.
I am so happy. Wow. I've got to the point now I know how much you hate it that I just completely oversell it. Now I do.
I love it, man. Almost as much as I love smoking a Jackson dart.
There's the snap. He's got a man in the end zone. Wells, and he catches it. Does he hold it? Touchdown! Ole Miss right under the goalpost. Juice Wells snags it out of the sky.
Juice Wells, hot toddy, gosh almighty, huh?
Who the hell are we? Flim flam, bim bam, Ole Miss by a damn.
That was good. Juice Wells there as Ole Miss pulls off a big time upset.
That's a juicy TD.
It is. And now we just found out Tennessee and Georgia, they're playing this weekend.
They're flexed.
Tennessee quarterback, Nico Iamalaeva. Did I butcher it?
I don't think there's a question mark at the end of it, though.
I had a question mark because I hate saying the last name. I don't know. Just Nico. He's
Nico
out.
I.
He's not playing.
Oh. Nico's not
he's
playing? Hurt.
He left the Tennessee game injured on Saturday, and he's been officially ruled out against Georgia.
Oh. You know what that spells? Trouble.
Here come the dogs. Red helmets, red jerseys, silver fringes.
And Kirby Smart's going to kick some ass.
Yeah, this is
a toupee.
This is a bad taste in your mouth. Dogs team coming into town as well.
Yeah.
That's not a team that's looking to lose two in a row.
I think this game's in Athens, isn't it?
Yeah, they're going to urinate all over the floor.
Maybe it is in Athens.
I think it is in Athens.
Either way. Don't want to be a volunteer on Saturday.
Every one of their hard games they played on the road.
That's going to be disrespectful.
Don't want to be a volunteer on Saturday.
No,
RJ Jobby's
kicking. All right, let's go to Colorado where Shador Sanders was throwing TDs to Travis Hunter, and he was shoving tortillas in his pants.
There's a little screen off of the left-hand side, caught by Travis, turns a corner, on his way to the end zone, and he leaps into the end zone with joy, and Colorado scores with 1:18 to play in the third. Travis Hunter turned down the afterburners, and the most dynamic player in college football has given the Buffs now a 30-20 advantage.
Well, is that Buffs his radio network?
Is that his real voice?
That's his real voice.
He's not doing cartoonish broadcaster.
No, not at all.
Mike's voice.
No, not at all.
I like it. If that's who he's is.
I mean, I get it.
I like it.
Dang, I used to remember the guy's name, but Gary Barnett, the old coach, works with him.
Yeah.
And Gary Barnett doesn't. I mean, he doesn't say like three words the whole. I mean, literally, like this guy talks the whole.
If this guy,
coach,
likes,
what do you think? Well, they need to play a little bit better defense. Okay. I mean, Gary Barnett just doesn't say anything.
If this guy likes the sound of his own voice, I can't say I blame him.
No, he now, loves to talk.
Walchuk, before you introduce that lovely TD there, you said something about a tortilla in the pants of Travis Hunter. He voluntarily did that with a flour tortilla?
Yeah, he picked up one of the tortillas that got thrown onto the field while he was playing corner, not wide receiver, and he just went ahead and stuffed it in his pants.
Did he backdoor?
It was a frontal
tortilla, and then did he play the rest of the game with it?
I don't know what happened to that tortilla. I think we're still looking for it.
I feel like that's one of those like
sideline snack.
He could.
I don't think he ate it.
How about a joke? You play a joke like, hey, here, Shador. Here's
here, I made you a taco. You've heard of a bleep meat sandwich, but have you ever heard of a bleep meat taco?
Oh. Yeah.
He just, what if he just handed to somebody as a joke? And you're like, you know what you just ate, bro? I put that tortilla in my pants. What? No. Oh, God. No. I fell for it. No. Yeah.
Broadus got so excited, though, watching the Travis Hunter film.
Oh, God.
He'd probably be excited to eat that tortilla.
It was a burrito.
Oh, it was a burrito.
It went to tie.
It was 9 to midnight. It was a burrito.
It was one of those Freebird burritos.
Wow. All right, it was one of those Freebirds. It was a monster.
Let's try and cleanse our palate with a Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Houston touchdown.
What?
Jared takes, turns, throws right side, got a complete. Amon-Ra picks up the block to the five, to the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
They are right back in this game.
They sure were.
That press box was those dudes, I guarantee you, they're cheering. Yeah. Lewis Brown's like, go, standing up, like blocking,
it.
You know, he's like, all kinds of stuff going on.
Lions Radio Network. There, Mark Johnson, by the way, play-by-play guy for the Colorado Buffaloes.
Mark Johnson, that's
Gary Barnett, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Houston.
Gary Barnett. You said Larry or Gary?
I said Gary.
Okay.
No Larry
I'm sorry,
guy.
I said Larry.
But
I think it's Terry.
No disrespect to Larry's out there. Love Larry's. Joe Mixon, he's been fantastic for Houston. He got the scoring party off here with this TD. Take it away, Texans Radio Network.
Empty backfield for Stroud. Second and goal at the 8. Ooh. Back for the timeout.
Ooh. Quarterback draw, baby.
Yeah. Now Mixon comes into the backfield. And he gets the handoff. Running left across the 5. No Mixon, draw. Touchdown, Houston. 8-yard line, Joe Mixon.
So obviously you're happy that they scored a TD there. But you just put in the call for the quarterback draw.
That was Andre Ware.
They gave it to Mixon. Like, do you feel like a little bit of a schmuck? Like, damn it, I missed that one.
It does. Yeah, you're trying to pivot away from that moment as quickly as possible. You're trying to get it to commercial break. Let's kick off. Let's just move on. Let's get to the next possession.
I'm not putting in the call next time.
No more putting in the
call. That's why when Brad asked Babe, and Babe's like, I'm not answering this. Why? Yeah. Because of moments like this.
It was a heady play.
I think Mark Vandermeer's figured it out. We'll talk to him Monday night. But
Marky V?
He figured it out that Andres probably makes a lot of those calls. He just powers through it. You know, oh, it's like the quarterback draw. And he just keeps doing it. He's like, oh, really? You think? Oh, no, it's a handoff.
It'd be a good bit if he just did that every time. Eventually, it's going to work. Eventually, they will run the quarterback
draw. Put in the call for every.
Oh, boy, quarterback draw here. Let's mix it again. Dang it.
All right, we're going to wrap things up here on a TD Tuesday with this TD here is one of those that should be one of those jaw-dropping, you're almost speechless, but you're so excited that things are still just vomiting out of your mouth because you can't believe the TD that you just witnessed. This is a walk-off college TD, Missouri's winning the game, and it sounds like the least exciting thing you've ever heard.
Arnold takes the snap, comes back over the middle, flush in the pocket, moving right. Ball comes free, scooped up by Missouri. Zion Young at the 15 to the 10, to the house with 30 seconds to play. A scoop and score for Missouri. How do you like that?
Game-winning touchdown right there, 30 seconds left. Mizzou like Radio Network.
Hearing it back the second time, there was more excitement than I gave it credit for. I thought this was going to be like...
Andre Ware.
I thought this was pure pandemonium, like everybody's screaming in the booth, your headsets flying off. There's 30 seconds left in the game, and that was the game was tied before it was a fumble recovery scoop and score, and I thought it was going to be a little bit more electric, but I take back what I said.
Missouri is a professional broadcasting journalism school. A lot of professionals in that booth.
Not going to homer it up in a huge way.
I was expecting more homerific. Like the Commanders' Hail Mary, you know, where they're just all screaming and hugging each other.
I wanted to hear their pants go flying off, you know, but you didn't audibly, it didn't pick up.
No, it didn't.
But still an impressive play, and that'll do it for a week 10 edition of TD Tuesday here in the G-Bag Nation. We crosstalk with Fan After Dark next right here on The Fan.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.